What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Kenelia, back with another episode of Black News, a podcast where we break down current events, hot topics, and local stories involving Black people. Now let's get into it. Child, this week, it's only Monday. I'm recording this on a Monday. Y'all, it's a lot going on. And first, thank you for the well wishes, y'all. I am feeling a lot better. Last week, I ain't gonna even hold you. Last couple weeks, I was on 5%. The way I sounded, times that by three, because I felt that much worse. So thank you for the well wishes. I am back to the mid-90s in regards to percentage, the percentile, hoping to get to 100% fairly soon. So thank you again for your well wishes. Now, where to start? Okay, first, there was a TikTok that went viral recently in regards to Black men. In particular, in this particular instance, there was one Black man posting a video about how Black women needed to start selling. Now, I know there have been lots of discussions on here, elsewhere, all over about what Black women need to do in regards to dating and the male, female, men and women dynamic, Black people and relationships and the shifts and the dynamics and 50-50 and $200 dates and who's the breadwinner, all of these conversations, right? We've heard it all before. No Sunshine Anderson, okay? But I don't think I've seen in a while on TikTok somebody getting their ass toe up as much as that young man did. That brother, when I tell you, I saw like 93 stitches just on my feed alone in response to that man. I ain't seen nothing like it in a long time. Okay, I ain't seen nothing like it in a long time. So I'm going to play the video and then we can discuss some key points and also some of the things that people been tearing him up about.
Listen, some of y'all ladies going to have to settle. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but listen, everybody can't have a perfect man out here. It ain't even enough of us around, like, let's be honest. Well, at the end of the day, we can go ahead and put that 50-50 conversation to rest, because every woman ain't going to get 80-20, 100-0, whatever y'all thinking is going to be 60-40. Some of y'all going to have to go 50-50, and shit, y'all might got to go 60-40 on your end with the man, just to be happy at the end of the day. Like, let's be realistic. Come on now. Somebody going to have to settle, man. That's all I'm saying. All the straight men that's left in the world, a lot of them is in jail. A lot of them married. What do that leave left? Everybody can't have their cake and eat it too. Like, you can't have the best of the best. Sometimes you got to just go for what you got and be happy and be grateful. Because you can have nothing at the end of the day and be miserable. Come on now. J. Cole said, love yours. I got to take this in consideration.
There's so much in that. Okay, so first, why? What is it? Well, why do, and I don't like generalizing and be like, men be like, and do, I don't like to do that, but I'm going to do that right now. Why do men care so much about women settling, dying alone, being alone, not partnering? Like, why do people care so much? I have not gotten a solid answer or rationale behind that, but I want to pose that question first. Why is there such concern? Second, that man said, some of us ain't gonna, sir, us, you not in that conversation, my brother. I would like everybody to be realistic about their current circumstances. Everybody ain't a 10. Everybody ain't a bad, you know what. Everybody ain't top dog when it comes to desirability, relation. Everybody ain't it. So in this case, ain't no what about what they we gon' ain't no, you ain't in the we. Okay. Next. One of the comments said, I would rather eat glass than to settle for a man that I don't want. That's real. I think a lot of things are happening at one time, right? as a society, historically, women have been taught, and I'm not saying right now, I'm just saying over the span of however many decades and centuries, American women were taught that the key to a happy life was to find a good man. He take care of you. You have a lot of kids. Y'all raise the kids and y'all just live happily ever after. The thing that was missing during a certain span of time was the conversation around what women were doing or how they were feeling in said relationships. Meaning, a lot of people before a certain time period, and by certain time period, I mean when women were started really working and were allowed to have bank accounts and were allowed to put homes and things in their names and were allowed to have some sort of independence. A lot of women, and not all, but a lot, were only in some of these relationships because they felt like they had no choice. And I'm willing to bet a lot of men felt that way as well, because during a certain point in time, if you were a single man and you did not have a woman to, in air quote, take care of you or to have your kids, people deemed you as being inadequate or something being wrong with you as well. So it went two ways, but it was more extreme and drastic in the women's direction. But what did not happen was people around that time period actually asking these women and these people how they felt in these relationships. Have you ever asked an older woman how she felt about being with her husband? We are now seeing a lot of women, young women, or Gen X, millennial, and some Gen Z women saying that they're having conversations with the elders in their family, and the women are advising them not to get married, not to couple up, to be single, buy your own stuff, have independence, get your education, and don't put men as the priority, which is where a lot of the conversation around decentering men is coming from. So this idea that women are going to die alone if we don't marry a partner. Yeah, I honestly don't understand that part of the conversation either. To me, whenever I hear that, it makes me feel like people think that one day all of the community that you've ever built is just going to magically disappear and you're going to end up as the only person on this earth, to the point where you're going to die and not have absolutely anything or anybody around you. When I hear you gonna die alone, I always think, so wait, where is it? Like everybody, like their friends, family, associate, community, they're just gonna disappear. I also think, statistically, women live longer than men. I know quite a few older women who have outlived their husbands, whether they have children or not. So in the sake of relationship, they do die alone anyway. So advising them to get married for the sake of dying alone, when they probably gonna do that anyway, that just doesn't make sense. But also, just the statistics also show that a lot of men do not choose to or have a care for taking care of their elderly or sick wives. So there's so much going into this conversation about settling and all of these things. But this is my advice from somebody who has heard that narrative and who has also tried it. I've tried that settling thing, right? Dated somebody who I knew was not up to my personal standard, but I did it because of societal pressure and conversations from other people about having a wanting too much and you got too your expectations too high. I tried that whole lowering of the expectation thing and it ended up worse than any other situation that I have been in when I did not lower my standards. So I would advise everybody to, one, mind your business and don't make TikTok videos telling people to settle, my brother. Don't do that. Mind your own business. Two, start asking people how they feel in relationships and how relationships have made them feel and why they're making the decisions that they're making today. And you probably get more valid answers than just assuming people are doing X, Y, and Z. And in this case, not coupling up because they're not willing to settle. And also, again, assuming that if you get in a relationship, you ain't going to be alone. Because I know some married people. I know some married people. And one thing I have never heard. I have never heard my single friends telling me not to be single. But I have heard some of my married friends telling me not to get married. I'm going to leave it at that. What do y'all think about old boy on TikTok? Did you see the dragging that commenced? Again, I'm not really going too deep into it because I can keep going on and on and on about this. But I wanted to highlight that because that is a huge topic of discussion over on the Clock app. Okay, hit me up. Let me know your thoughts. You can find me on social media at Kenelia. Now, you know you old when you don't even know it. There's a rap beef. I have officially gotten to the, and y'all know, listen, y'all know I love me some rap music. I love me some hip hop. I am a child of hip hop. Let me clear it up. I'm a child of hip hop up to a certain year and then with an asterisk because I can't listen to everything. Now, if it's before a certain date, it was in my iPod. Okay. I had the Nano. Before that, I had me whatever other gadgets, a Discman. Before that, vinyl, tape, cassette. Right now, I might listen to it if it ain't appeasing. I ain't gonna give it a second try. I'm gonna just turn it off. So I'm a child of hip hop. Asterisk. But I have officially, I guess I've just aged out because I didn't even know that there was apparently a rap beef between what people are considering or calling the big three, which is Drake, Kendrick Lamar, and J. Cole. Now, let me first say before continuing on, I do agree with them being the big three. If we calling them the current big three of what is rap today, not the big three of all time, because if we talking about the big three of all time, we're going to put Jay-Z up in that thing. But if we talking about the big three currently, I agree. Drake, J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar. But if you ask me what the beef is about and how it started, I do not know. But again, I'm here for it. I had to Google it. Now, this is what I found on the Googles. Because one thing, I want to know if it's how juicy it is. Okay. How beefy we talking? Okay. We talking T-bone. We talking about ribeye. Okay. We talking New York strip. What we talking? Beef tips. What we talking about? I had to figure it out. And it sounds like it's not East Coast versus West Coast serious. Thank God. Cause those were very tumultuous times. If you were around back in the day where the hip hop beef was beefing, you know, it was very dangerous. It was very scary. And it also led to deaths of two major influences within hip hop, whether it was directly related to East Coast, West Coast, or just some other stuff. We were scared back then. Okay. We were scared. People's in jail, locked up. It was bad. But this just sounds like it stemmed from some subliminal shots on songs that people may have missed, fans missed. Maybe the rappers themselves have missed. And then also on a song off of Drake's album featuring J. Cole, For All the Dogs, the album For All the Dogs, which, sorry, I still have not listened to. I'm so behind on my rap music. It sounds like J. Cole referenced all three of them as the big three. Kendrick Lamar responded in a new song with Future and Metro Boomin, saying, "Ain't no big three, he's the big one." Or that these ain't the right lyrics. I'm just giving y'all a summary, okay? Cut me some slack. Said he was Muhammad Ali, comparing himself to Prince. Said he was Prince, he outlived Michael Jackson. It whatever. The point is, them brothers beefing. Saw a clip of Drake on stage at his show talking, and he kind of mentioned or addressed the beef a little bit, but he was giving a TED talk. So we don't know who gonna show up to the beef and how they gonna show up, but I'm here for it. So these are my predictions or assumptions. Okay. I just said I think I agree with them being the big three. I wholeheartedly agree. All three of them also can rap their ass off. Now, I know a lot of people be trying to be on Drake, but let's not get it twisted. Yes, Drake has, he is very mainstream and he has some very pop moments and he had some over the years, but don't get it twisted. Drake over the years been rapping. He might not be in his bag like he used to, but when you talk about 09 to 2016 Drake, we know J. Cole be rapping. We know Kendrick Lamar gonna be rapping. I feel like the difference between them, from history has shown us, when Drake beefs, he also uses those beefs as an opportunity to make it into a mainstream moment. Drake's back-to-back, remember he had the whole beef with Pusha Terrence. They was playing that beef, that this song on the radio. You was in the club playing that diss song, and it ain't too often where people play the diss song on the radio. That's one reason why, if you recall, when Nas and Jay-Z were beefing, while some people considered Ether to be a better diss song and to say that Nas won, one thing you did not hear was people replaying Ether at the club. Takeover, they was playing that as a song that was on the radio. People was playing that. Just, you go to the club and ROC, we running this rap, like people were playing that as if it were not a diss song. The same thing happened when Drake was battling Pusha Terrence, Pusha T. People, while Pusha T really came, he told us he had a son, we wasn't like, yo, at the club, like, yo, play that, play the story of Adnan. We wasn't doing that, but we were saying play back to back. It was jamming, whether it was the better diss song. So I feel like we could get one of those moments from Drake. Now, is he going to be rapping like he was back in 09 to 2016? I don't know. Maybe not. That Drake, hey, take care, Drake. So far gone. Hey, that he. I don't know. Love don't live here no more. Who knows? So that's a wild card. We know J. Cole be rapping his ass off. J. Cole gonna give us some lyrics. I also don't remember if J. Cole has had a big beef with anybody. I feel like there have been moments where he had like small time or smaller beef, threw a couple shots here and there. But I don't remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, if we have seen him actually have to battle it out in a 2024 style beef where he had to drop a song specifically targeted at the person back and forth. Do I think he's up for the challenge? Absolutely. Am I looking forward to it? Sure am. Kendrick Lamar. Y'all know Kendrick. We're going to have to pull the Encyclopedia Britannica out to figure out what he's talking about, okay? I love me some Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar is a Pulitzer Prize winner, okay? So whether he has had this type of beef or not, I'm not surprised that he took the stand to say that he is the best or he's the greatest. I'm not surprised that he kind of be having an attitude like it is what it is. But I also do not know what to expect because we not have not seen him also in this type of mainstream beef. Now, who do I think is going to win? I don't know because I have not seen all three of them in the same type of battle per se. We could get anything. We can get two people teaming up. We can have people jumping in because it sounds like Future and them jumping in and on the side of Kendrick now. J. Cole and Drake could team up, but people be falling out with Drake. So then maybe Drake can step out and be like, forget you, something happened. I do not know. All I know is I'm looking forward to some good old down home, wholesome rap beef. Give me the bars, okay? I want to feel the way that I felt when Story of Adnan came out and I had to pull over on the side of the road when I was driving to San Diego for a comedy show from Los Angeles because Pusha T said that that man had a son. I pulled off to the gas station, had to pull over because I was in shock. I want that feeling back. I don't want that same kind of circumstance. Okay. I had to be safe, but I ain't know somebody had to be exposed. But I'm here for rap beef. So what are y'all predictions? Because honestly, I do not know what to expect. Hell, I really don't know if the synopsis I gave y'all about why they beefing is completely accurate. I just got that off of Google, okay? I'm old. I don't got the stamina to be all in the mix now. Just tell me, point me to the songs, and when they get on YouTube, point me to the songs. I'll be there. But what do y'all think? Who taking it? Big three: Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, or Drake? Who you got? Let me know. You can find me on social media at Kenelia with your predictions.
Breaking news right now. We're following the Department of Homeland Security conducting a raid at a house in Holmby Field Hills, believed to be connected to Sean Combs, the rapper and music executive, perhaps being linked to a sex trafficking investigation.
He got some shots of a few people coming out of the home. Those people have been detained. Now, we're trying to still connect the dots. We do have some sources on scene here that we're getting this information from. We were actually the first ones here with about 30 different law enforcement vehicles at least. There are three Bearcats on scene here. This just all unfolded, Sandra, I would say, less than 10 minutes ago. We got here even before the crime scene tape came up. So we're just down the hill. If you look up this street where Tony is right now to the right, you'll see one of those Bearcats, and law enforcement on the other side of those bushes basically is that home that is registered to Bad Boy Films, which is part of Bad Boy Entertainment. And the home in particular is registered not only to Bad Boy Films, but to one of P. Diddy's daughters.
They are heavily armed, and they've been very tactful, would probably be the best word to use, as they made entry into this home this afternoon. We actually watched them as they made their way through one of these side gates, and as soon as they got inside the home, one of the first things they did was made their way into this garage that you see is open right there. Now, they did take a couple people into custody. We witnessed that. Now, are they under arrest? Are they just being asked about what they know? That I can't answer, but I can tell you there's three people right there that were taken into custody. We're inside that home at the time of the raid.
We did see a bunch of investigators going in, making the raid in there and clear.
Now let me say a couple things. And this is just me doing my research on social media, because when I saw the video, there's some things that just stuck out to me. They had the dang SWAT team. It looked like CSI Miami. It looked like they was filming an episode of the show, and Shamar Moore was down there. Like, it looked like one of them. So for me, I'm like, yo, that's a lot. They said that was in association with the Department of Homeland Security. Due to some like sex trafficking claims. I was also on another video, they mentioned how two homes were raided, one in Miami and the other here in Los Angeles County. And the raids were not associated with the feds for Los Angeles. It was the feds, the Southern District of New York. Now, what stood out to that people kept flagging was Southern District of New York. I believe they said they got a conviction rate of like 95%. When it comes to the feds in general, from what I hear, they don't go after anybody or go to this level of a prosecution or catching somebody if they don't feel like they have an extremely high chance of winning whatever case or being successful. That's just what I've been seeing based on reading different posts from journalists and other attorneys in different fields. But everybody in consensus seemed to be scared of the feds in the Southern District of New York. So apparently they the big dogs. Okay, they the big dogs. Another thing that stood out, you don't usually go into people's houses or homes in that capacity unless you know you're going to find something. I know we watch a lot of TV shows and people, cops be kicking down doors, and we see that for ourselves, right? Police officers be busting people's homes in, kicking the door. You saw what happened to Breonna Taylor. So yeah, people do, police officers do wrongfully enter homes and spaces without having adequate information. We know that, we've seen it. But in cases like this, where you have the feds and Homeland Security, most times what I've been reading, people, they only go in when they know something is in there for them to get. They also barge in because I was watching the cam footage, the helicopter footage. They broke the gate down to get in. They didn't knock and ring the doorbell. They didn't want to give anybody time to do anything. They broke the gate down, ran in with the machine guns. Okay, they came with the Uzis. So all in all, this is a lot. Right after, there were reports that like Love Air LLC, which is the private jet that belongs to Mr. Combs, was flying to and had landed in Barbuda, which is an island, a private or secluded island in the Caribbean. I also saw another report. I don't know how accurate this is because I haven't had time to check again, that Mr. Combs was spotted in Miami. He was diverted or came back or did not go at all. So we are only right now in the very beginning stages of finding out what this is all about, but it does not look good. And I only say that based on what other people are insinuating about the federal agencies that are involved and what they have done so far. Some people are saying this originally stemmed from Cassie's civil suit. People are also saying this stems from the numerous slew of people coming out and having additional information to give about stuff that they've seen or experienced. But even if that was the case, what we read and heard, I would not have thought that it would have equated to them kicking the door down like this and running in with the SWAT team with Shamar Moore now. I did not see this coming. Also, I'm shocked. I am shocked. And I don't think we've seen anything. Well, we haven't seen anything like this. So I'm just going to sit back. I have no opinion yet. I'm just giving all of the information that I've seen, allegedly. Let me say that, allegedly. I'm just playing back what I've read. But y'all know I'm going to be tapped in on this, because this is going to be one of the biggest stories that we've seen in black entertainment. So we all gonna be locked in. I already know it. Let me know what y'all thought about all of this though, or if you have some more information that I don't have. And again, I'm recording this the day that this happened. By the time this uploads, I'm willing to bet there will be more coming out. So if there are things that I do not include right now, it's because I just don't have that information. The information is not out this time. But regardless, let me know your thoughts about all of this, your predictions. If you have some inside information, hit me up. You can find me at Kenelia on social media. On this week's episode of Black News, we had a discussion about settling and the viral moment that went crazy on TikTok in regards to Black women needing to do just that. And I'm doing air quotes because we don't need to do nothing. Also talked about the latest rap beef between Drake, Kendrick Lamar, and J. Cole. And also discussed the first reports of what happened today in regards to Diddy's homes in Miami and Los Angeles being raided. Hit me up and let me know your thoughts about all of these topics, some or none, and I'll check back with you guys next time. That's it for this week's episode of Black News, y'all. Thanks again for supporting the podcast by sharing, liking, subscribing, and rating 5 stars on your favorite podcast app. To find more information about me, you can check me out at Kenelia on social media, as well as on my website, which is Kenelia.com. And as always, thanks for supporting, and I'll be back next week with new topics and a new episode.